legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Dan. There is American first. Oh, America is under attack anyway today. And one of them, of course, is the effort to understand and undermine Christianity. Christianity is under attack, not only from without, but from within. And unfortunately, some of the books which come out and which are popularized by the Christian media, you'll find them in bookstores and Christian bookstores all across America, are pushing a Christianity that's different than the Christianity of, that made America once the envy of the world. And basically with this morning is Warren Smith. We're talking about his book, Another Jesus Calling, going into an analysis of two books that have been very, very popular in the Christian population of America. One was called God's Calling. The other is called Jesus' Calling. And last count, 9 million copies. 9 million copies of Jesus' Calling are out there, introducing people to a new Christianity. A new Christianity founded in a new age, and occult teaching. But you don't need to hear me talk about it. You want to hear Warren Smith, who's one of our favorite Christian authors, has done a great job on this book, Another Jesus Calling. Warren, you pick up the story.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Stan. Last year, I was asked to speak at a conference in northern Alberta in Canada, and I prepared all my talks, and just before I left, just a couple days before I left, I got a call from one of the women that was involved in arranging the conference, and she said, "What do you know about this book, Jesus Calling?" And I said, you know, I know it's not very good, but there are just so many things out there, you can't keep track of them all, but I'll take a look. And I went out and I bought the book. I went to my local Christian bookstore, and it was stacked in double piles in front of a shelf that already had all sorts of copies of not only Jesus Calling, but some of the spinoff books that have been published by Thomas Nelson. And I started reading the book, and I couldn't believe how much it tries to transition the Christian church into the new age. And Dr. Stan, you know, you've written books on the occult. You would recognize a lot of the terms, the terminology in Jesus Calling and in God Calling have overlapping terms like divine alchemy, co-creation, paradigm shifts. But that's really not the major issue. The major issue is that everybody who's reading Jesus Calling, and Dr. Stan, it is the number one book, Christian book as we speak, and last year it was the number 5 book in all Amazon books sold. This is a very popular book. It's been given out as presents. Many people have bought multiple copies of Jesus Calling. Anybody who is reading a book that purports to be the words of Jesus better be very careful, particularly in light of the fact that our Lord warned in Matthew 24, he said, "There shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." And he actually clarified that even more when he was on the Mount of Olives in that same talk that he gave. His disciples asked him, you know, what will be the sign of the end of the world and of your coming? And he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Dr. Stan, I've documented many areas of this book, Jesus Calling. This is not our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a combination of scripture that's weaved in with a lot of occult teachings. And the purpose, I believe, is to transition the church into spiritual experience rather than the Word of God. People want a word from God rather than the Word of God. And we can go through some of the things that are in this book that are particularly disturbing, but the one that will really jump out, you know, I think at people that have any understanding of the New Age, is that this Jesus says, "I am above all as well as in all." And Dr. Stan, we've talked on your program before, this is the bottom line linchpin teaching of the New Age Christ, that God is in everyone and everything. But maybe we can back up and just start with the book, God Calling. Have you ever heard of that book before, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I have, but a long time ago. But you go ahead and pick
this. Sure. Well, the Encyclopedia of New Age Beliefs, published by Christian publisher Harvest House, specifically labels this book, God Calling, as a channeled New Age book. It's spiritual dictation, where something, information, knowledge from the spirit world is channeled through a willing channel, a willing person here. And God Calling, again, has been labeled a channeled New Age book by the Encyclopedia of New Age Beliefs. This isn't just my opinion as an ex-New Ager. This is written by John Ankerberg and John Weldon, and it was authoritatively published by a Christian publisher. Yet the author of Jesus Calling, Sarah Young, who says that she read God Calling a number of years ago and was inspired to get her own messages from quote-unquote Jesus, and she called God Calling a treasure to me. She actually talked about how these two women in Great Britain back in the 1930s wanted to hear from Jesus, so they got pencil and paper in hand, and they sat there and they took down these messages. And these messages, you know, are very contrary. For instance, in God Calling, the God of God Calling says, "Wherever the soul is, I am. I am actually at the center of every man's being." He says things like, "I need you more than you need me." And that's ridiculous, Dr. Stan. I mean, the creator, the one who created us, who created everything, needs us more than we need him. It makes no sense at all. So there are many, many things that are documented in my book. I have 10 basic points. The New Age terminology that's used in God Calling. Does this sound like Christianity, Dr. Stan? Universal spirit, divine mind, divine powers, divine forces, God power, spirit consciousness, soul balance, oneness, path of initiation. These terms are just weaved throughout God Calling, supposedly from Jesus Christ himself. And the women that took down the book basically said that they had been privileged. Well, here, I'll read exactly what they said. These two women said, "We felt all unworthy and overwhelmed by the wonder of it and could hardly realize that we were being taught, trained, and encouraged day by day by him personally when millions of souls far worthier had to be content with guidance from the Bible." And then it goes on in God Calling, one of the things that the Jesus of God Calling says, no theology, know me. It's all spiritual experience. It's new voices coming in. You and I have talked about conversations with God, with Neil Donald Walsh, New Ager, channeling, and we'll pick it up.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Warren Smith, the book, Another Jesus Calling. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, Christianity is under attack today from within. And the book, Another Jesus Calling, with over 9 million copies out, and probably far more than that by now, lays out a path by which Christians are being led into occult beliefs. But actually, this book is being used as a teaching tool by Christians across America. Ministers are using it to teach people about Christianity. And what it's doing is introducing people into a mystical Christianity by which they're receiving messages, as you do in the New Age. And as the prayer, our means of prayer are altered, our attitude towards God is altered. And, of course, the basic premises are experiential rather than the Word of God. In fact, the Word of God, the Bible, is played down. And putting yourself into a trance-like state, waiting for God to communicate with you, of course, is the key to reaching Him. At least that's what they would have you believe. Please go right ahead.
Yeah, I think the main issue here, Dr. Stan, is that contemplative prayer is being pushed by many, many pastors and Christian teachers. And contemplative prayer is really a bogus term because biblical meditation is the term that's used in the Bible. Biblical meditation is taking a scripture and contemplating the scripture, contemplating God's works, His testimonies, His statutes, His influence in the world. It's an active process. Whereas contemplative prayer is sort of a counterfeit of biblical meditation. And what contemplative prayer advocates is that you recite something like Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. They actually use that. And then you wait to hear what Jesus would tell you. No warnings about testing the spirits. No warnings about the seducing spirits that the Apostle Paul warned about in 1 Timothy 4:1, when he said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. I think one of the reasons that we haven't heard much criticism of this book from so-called leadership is because even though there's many problems with the book, I think it meets the goal of pushing contemplative prayer. And it's very dangerous when you start listening to supposedly Jesus Christ and having that become your primary means of getting your information. Because what happened in the New Age, as you well know, Dr. Stan, is that people like Barbara Marx Hubbard will hear from quote-unquote Christ and come up with quote-unquote new truths, new revelations that change the Word of God. So this is a transitional process. I think, you know, if there are people out there that are reading Jesus Calling, I know it's somewhat shocking to hear somebody saying these things about this book. We're going to document, you know, what we're saying. But I think I'd like to frame this whole thing in terms of one of the biggest things that's going on, you know, and concerns for many Christians today, which is identity theft. We're all concerned about identity theft in our own lives, but Jesus said that identity theft would be the main characteristic of the end days when His identity is stolen, counterfeited, and presented as the real Christ. And I read those scriptures before. So what it really comes down to for those who are really committed to Jesus' calling is, do you have a love of the truth or do you have a love of feeling good, being comforted by teachings that are not from the Lord, even though they may flatter you, even though they may be a little bit different than what you've heard before? So contemplative prayer is the main thing. You use the word mystical, Dr. Stan. That's exactly right. It's a mystical Christianity. It's a New Age Christianity. And I would imagine that in your background, you've heard the term divine alchemy, that occult term, divine alchemy. Alchemy, you know, being an occult transformational process, which is exactly what this book is doing. So what I'd like to do is just maybe go through a few of the things that are in Jesus' calling that should be troubling to any Christian. For instance, when looking at the following quotes from Jesus' calling, listeners should ask themselves, do these statements sound like things our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ would really say? These are all attributed to Jesus in the book Jesus Calling. Jesus supposedly says, when you trustingly whisper my name, my aching ears are soothed. When you walk through a day in trusting dependence on me, my aching heart is soothed. I'm aching to hold you in my everlasting arms, to enfold you in my love. As you listen to birds calling to one another, hear also my love call to you. Feel your face tingle as you bask in my love light. Well, this is a little different than, you know, our Lord and Savior, who warned that his followers would be hated, persecuted, and there's a lot of flattery that's going on in this book, and it makes people feel good. And I know when I was in the New Age teachings make you feel really good. And this is, again, a transitional way of getting Christians to start moving towards more of a New Age worldview. How about these, Dr. Stan? The Jesus of Jesus Calling says, sit quietly in my presence while I bless you. Make your mind like a still pool of water, ready to receive whatever thoughts I drop into it. Let me control your mind. My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my spirit to take full possession. Sit quietly in my presence, letting my thoughts reprogram your thinking. On and on and on. You know, this is absolutely, you know, not consistent with the Jesus Christ of the Bible. He actually says, I have taken up residence within you. This probably has to do with the full possession. People need to ask themselves, and they need to pray to the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If I'm being deceived, help me to know this. Dr. Stan, listen to what the Jesus of Jesus Calling says about Abraham and Isaac. He says on the August 23rd so-called devotional message, Jesus says, quote-unquote, Sarah Young's Jesus, remember the extreme measures I used with Abraham and Isaac. I took Isaac to the very point of death to free Abraham from sun worship, S-O-N worship. Both Abraham and Isaac suffered terribly because of the father's undisciplined emotions. I detest idolatry, even in the form of parental love. This is a real swipe at Abraham, and it's not consistent with anything that's in the Bible. It's demeaning, it's denigrating, and it is not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ who says this. This is the false Christ of Jesus Calling. Another thing that people should consider is that on January 28th message from Sarah Young's Jesus, he says, I am with you always. These were the last words I spoke before ascending into heaven. And he quotes at the bottom of the page, or what is quoted is a reference to Matthew 28:20, where Jesus in the Bible says, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. But those were not the last words, Dr. Stan. Those words were uttered on a mountain in Galilee. His last words were in Acts 1:8 and 1:9, when he said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. This is a direct contradiction of the words of the real Jesus Christ. And people need to realize that God is not a God of confusion. He doesn't contradict himself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the truth. He doesn't contradict himself.
Well, it's fascinating because what they're doing is trying to get people simply to sit, make their mind blank. And then just sit there with a blank mind waiting for something to happen. And what you're doing is really opening yourself for demonic possession. We live in a world where there is certainly a visible material world, but there's a mystical world there. We live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. And there are demonic forces in that spiritual world that would certainly replace the angelic influence and possess your soul. And people, they said that Christian can't be possessed. I'm not going to argue that one way or the other. But I do believe that certainly they could become at least demonically obsessed, or that the demonic forces are working to undermine Christianity and to alter the Christian message. And we're told in the latter days there's going to be a great falling away. And I fear that here in once Christian America, there is a great falling away, are because of books like Jesus Calling, which are actually converting Christianity into the New Age or the occult religion, and with literally millions of disciples teaching in our churches today. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, maybe you could just give a little summary of who Barbara Marx Hubbard is. You've done it very well in the past, and just let your listeners, the ones that don't know who Barbara Marx Hubbard is and what she's channeling Christ, just like Sarah Young says she is, and let your listeners know what Barbara Marx Hubbard's all about.
Well, Barbara Marx Hubbard, of course, is one of the leaders of the world occult movement, highly placed, has worked for the government in key positions, the Defense Department, but basically, of course, is certainly as Warren says, she is in the occult. She's deeply involved in the occult. She's written extensively about the necessity of killing a quarter of the Christians of this world. And she says, you know, that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse. Death. Those are her words. And basically, she really is one of the primary leaders of this whole world occult movement today, having replaced Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and Christine. But what she is doing is leading people away from Christianity. And that's what it's all about. Alter our Christian beliefs. Make us believe that God is in everyone. And not only in everyone, but in everything. Everything is God, and God is everything. This is the belief of the New Age. Certainly this is not Christian teaching at all. They will play down the direction of the scriptures, of the Bible, and of course replace it with experience. Go right ahead.
Yeah, one of the terms that Barbara Marx Hubbard uses, she used it over 100 times in its various forms, is co-creation. And what co-creation is in New Age terms is that when everybody supposedly realizes and recognizes that they are God, then we, as God, can recreate the future. And what Barbara Marx Hubbard's Christ has told her is that we can change the fact that Armageddon is coming and is a reality. We can have what they call the alternative to Armageddon. So by co-creating together, by visualizing world peace, by accepting this false teaching that God is in everyone. By the way, I've documented in detail, you know, the scriptures that tell us that God is not in everyone. Psalm 39:5, verily every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Jesus said in John 2:24-25, he said that he did not commit himself to men because he knew what was in men. Now, if God was in man, if he was, Jesus Christ was in man, he wouldn't say that. This is totally everything that I was involved in with A Course in Miracles, what Oprah Winfrey's pushing, this idea of co-creation. So 100 times Hubbard uses this in her book, The Revelation, Our Crisis is Our Birth. In Jesus Calling, Jesus mentions this key New Age term, co-creation. Many people do not realize that co-creation is this New Age evolutionary concept that teaches that man as God co-creates with God because man is God, but man is not God. Hubbard, in her book, The Revelation, says this: here we are now poised either on the brink of destruction greater than the world has ever seen, a destruction which will cripple planet Earth forever and release only the few to go on, or on the threshold of global co-creation, wherein each person on Earth will be attracted to participate in his or her own evolution to godliness. Neil Donald Walsh, who channeled God, New Age leader, said, he says that God told him, "Yet let me make something clear. The era of the single Savior is over. What is needed now is joint action, combined effort, collective co-creation." And in Jesus' Calling, with no mention of any of this co-creation that's in the New Age, Jesus tells Sarah Young, "This is a very practical way of collaborating with me. I, the creator of the universe, have deigned to co-create with you." So these terms are just being thrown around. Another term is quantum leap. The Jesus of Jesus Calling says, when you make that final quantum leap, I'll be waiting for you in heaven. Quantum leap goes right to the heart of quantum physics being used to spiritually try to prove, I call it the quantum lie, that God is in everyone and everything. And so I hope I'm making the point that there's a lot of overlapping language, overlapping concepts, We're moving away from the authority of the Bible into being directed by a voice, a spiritual direction that I suggest is not coming from the true Jesus Christ.
And we must warn people because there's every effort to take us away from the true Christ into the false one. We'll be back again, another Jesus Calling.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Dan here at American State of Denver. Warren Smith talked about his book, Another Jesus Calling. Warren, how can people get in touch with your ministry? How can they get copies of your book, Another Jesus Calling?
They can call Lighthouse Trails is my publisher, and their number is 866-876-3910. That's 866-876-3910. And you can go to warrenbsmith.com, www.warrenbsmith.com, for more information. Stan, I'd just like to say that, you know, I came out of the New Age, and so I recognize this stuff when it's weaved in. We're getting letters, and some of them are posted on the Lighthouse Trails blog. People might want to go to that. We're getting letters from people who said that they tracked deception through Holy Laughter, through Betty Eady's book, Embraced by the Light, the Emerging Church. They saw all that, but they did not see the false Christ of Jesus Calling. And they're shocked. When I gave a talk in Calgary, Alberta, last year, warning about this book, a woman came up to me afterwards, and she was visibly upset. She just couldn't believe there was anything wrong with this book. I think rather than having an emotional reaction to what I'm saying, people need to really get down and figure out, do we have a love of the truth? Is this really Jesus Christ? Lord, help me to know I don't want to be deceived. You've had Johanna Michelson on your show, Dr. Stan. Her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, was instrumental in showing me that people calling themselves Christians could be in touch with a false Jesus. Johanna had a spirit guide that she thought was the real Jesus Christ, and when she tested the spirits, 1 John 4:1, and prayed to the Lord if she was being deceived, her Jesus Christ spirit guide left. A lot of Christians think that they're protected because they're Christians, but all those warnings about deception in the Bible are written to Christians. So it's very important that people realize that just because Jesus' calling is advertised on church websites, which it is being recommended by pastors, which it is, there are also other places and other churches that are warning about it. We just got word, it was a church in Santa Rosa, California. The pastor did his homework, warned his church, and we heard a report from somebody that was in the congregation that day that there were audible gasps from women in the congregation when he warned about this book. Dr. Stan, there's a presence that comes with a false Christ. This is what's making people feel good. It seems to be uplifting, but it's the very thing. You know, Satan comes as an angel of light. So when this Jesus of Jesus calling talks about his light and his presence, the question is, what light? And I wrote my testimony called The Light That Was Dark, taken from Luke 11:35, when Jesus said, "Take heed that the light that is in you is not darkness." And shortly after that, he warns about serving two masters. And that's what we're doing here. People will say, well, but there's scripture there. It must be biblical. No, Dr. Harry Ironside, Moody Bible Church pastor back in the 30s, wrote an article and gave a talk called Exposing Error, Is It Worthwhile? And he wrote, error is like leaven, of which we read a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. Truth mixed with error is equivalent to all error, except that it's more innocent looking and therefore more dangerous. God hates such a mixture. Any error or any truth and error mixture calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and his word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died. Anybody out there that's reading Jesus' calling, please look at the evidence that this is not the true Jesus Christ. And Dr. Stan, I'll just tell you something that's very significant that's going on right now. The publisher of this book, Thomas Nelson, is now putting into the marketplace a new introduction to Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, where all references to God calling have been deleted. In other words, her saying that she was inspired by these two women who channeled Jesus, you know, in the 1930s, who took these messages that are unbiblical, and that this book was a treasure to her, gone. The word messages has been generally deleted, and now we have devotionals in its place. Lighthouse Trails has contacted Thomas Nelson. We're waiting to hear a response from her and from the author on why such a significant deletion has been made in this new version that's coming out. Also, they're substituting the Abraham and Isaac, the one that I read that's so abominable, with one that now was cut and pasted to say Jacob and Joseph. So they're evolving their book. They're apparently trying to meet the criticism, but you don't meet criticism by deleting things. You meet the criticism by discussing it. And we're hoping that Sarah Young is realizing that, just like so many of us that were deceived by the spirit world, that she will recognize that she's been deceived, and she will make some kind of a statement to help people, because she's in a position where she's influencing so many people. We're not to put words in Jesus' mouth. She says she's receiving messages, but people are now actually writing things in the first person. There's a book for kids that's a spinoff of Jesus' calling, where the presentation is made in the first person as if Jesus is speaking to these little kids, bringing in a lot of the false teachings that we've talked about on your program many times before. It's happening, Stan. Everything that we've warned about is happening. The false Christ is in the church now and making great headway.
And people do not understand that Christianity is under attack today. And it's really so clever. It's so subtle. And you read the what's written, and it sounds as if it's coming out of the Bible. It sounds as if it's God's Word. And it's written, certainly, in that same manner as the Scriptures. And you honestly think that if you don't know the Scriptures, you're going to be taken in. Christianity is under attack. Not from without. it's very obvious, but it's being attacked from without, but from within. And that's the trouble. And so many, and we're talking about millions, tens of millions of Christians being taken away from the Bible, being actually introduced to this New Age type of contemplation, contemplative prayer, open your mind, and allow the Spirit in. Well, the question is, what Spirit's coming in? And we've got an awful lot of Christians who are in real trouble today because of the book Jesus Calling. This is the counter to it. It's called Another Jesus Calling. Warren here has done an excellent job. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the question, as you put it, is what Jesus is calling here? What Spirit are we dealing with? And the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:3-4 said, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another Spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." In other words, he's warning them, don't fall for false Jesuses and false Christs. We were told that an ultimate false Christ, the Antichrist, will come in, and he will come in, according to Daniel, with flatteries. And there is all this flattery that I mentioned earlier in Jesus' calling. There are other things like, for instance, the Jesus of Jesus' calling says the future is a phantom. This is on January 15th message. The future is a phantom seeking to spook you. Laugh at the future. Laugh at the future? Read Matthew 24. We're to be sober. We're to be watchful. These things are coming. Jesus said not to be troubled, but he didn't say laugh at them. I mean, these are hugely significant events that are coming down in the name of Jesus, and yet he tells us to laugh. And the Christ of A Course in Miracles says that the world is going to end in laughter. And I would suggest, Stan, that perhaps the laughter will come from, hey, we were God all the time and we didn't even know it. Ha, ha, ha.
We'll be back in a moment with more information.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dan, our guest this morning, Jesus Calling. Because it's a warning, and it really is, and it's amazing how clever the people are on the other side. And, of course, they're energized by truly evil spirits. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world. There is a spiritual world. We live in a tangible world. There's an intangible world, and there are spiritual forces out there that are attacking the Christians of this nation. And if you're not very wary, I mean, you read this God calling, Jesus calling books, and they know Christian phraseology, but if you don't know your scriptures, you're going to be taken in. And they say 9 million copies, maybe more than that, already sold of another of Jesus calling. And of course, this is an effort to warn the Christians. They want to take us away. They want to change our belief, and they want to lead us into this new age cult religion, which is the most rapidly growing, most powerful force I hear in America today. And the trouble, the fact that the Jesus Calling book is being used for Bible study, and yet, of course, what it's really intent upon is changing our concept and precept of God. Go right ahead, Warren.
Yeah, one of the other elements in this book that really jumped out at me was that there's a mockery. The devil is mocking Christians and their lack of understanding of the Bible, and I'll give you several examples. The Jesus of Jesus Calling says, take time to rest by the wayside. Well, in the parable of the sower and the seed, Matthew 13:18-19, the wayside is where the devil takes the word of God out of men's hearts, hardly a place where you want to rest. Another example that I'm sure will jump out at you is that he says, be willing, the Jesus of Jesus Calling says, be willing to go out on a limb with me. Dr. Stan, that's Shirley MacLaine's one of the most popular New Age books, Out on a Limb. Another example in the same book, the Jesus of Jesus Calling says, you, however, have been called to take a road less traveled. That's New Age Christian M. Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled. There's no way that the real Jesus Christ would throw out terms like out on a limb, you know, road less traveled, wayside, quantum leap, divine alchemy, co-creation. One that really jumped out was cocoon of light. Barbara Marx Hubbard talks about a cocoon of light. False Christ says, create the cocoon of light, materialize my body. This is the New Age Christ, my body of light in your mind's eye. Visualize yourself entering the cocoon and placing your body in my body of light, giving it permission to become a new body like mine. It's already pre-programmed to change. And sounding just like the New Age Christ, the Jesus of Jesus Calling told Sarah Young, I'm all around you like a cocoon of light. Dr. Stan, this whole idea of a caterpillar metamorphing, transforming into, you know, a butterfly in the cocoon is the metaphor for the New Age. It's the transformational process that they're trying to push on the world and on the church. And I'm sorry to say that our Christian leaders are not warning about these things. I appreciate the fact that there are people like you that are still willing to get on the air and to warn about the occult. You've written about the occult. But it's like 1 Corinthians 14:8. The Apostle Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? We're not contending for the faith. We're not fighting the good fight. There's an uncertain sound. It's not being mentioned, and it's very much like Hitler's Germany when all this was coming in and people just weren't talking about it.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. We're almost to the end of the program, but if you call right away, we can get you in. But I think it's vitally important that people understand the attack on the church today from within, and of course how subtle it is. And so many of our Christian bookstores either are not discerning in what they're doing, or they're planted there very specifically to put out books to destroy your faith. And I know we had one in my area, which was the Christian bookstore, and the woman who was running this was not a Christian. She was using that bookstore to destroy Christianity, and she was doing a good job pushing books into the homes and with information that will undermine our faith in Jesus Christ and take us away from the Bible. That's the whole thing. Take us away from the Word of God and get us get involved in contemplative prayer. Who do we have calling?
This is Irving, Dr. Stan. I call you every now and then. I just had a question about crop circles. Channel 6 in Denver Public Broadcasting has had this program on a number of occasions, about three times a year. And I was wondering, it seems really occult, the group that's presenting crop circles. And there's a lot of mysticism around it.
Do you have any calls?
Has you just heard anything about crop circles and this new mysticism around it?
Well, Dr. Stan, this really doesn't speak to what we're talking about here.
Well,
I'm sure
it really doesn't. I'm afraid that. But as far as crop circles, I believe that whole.
Well, I just see that it might run into some type of religion.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is part of the occult movement. But that's
regardless of what type of bush you might say Christ is behind, I think they can use any number of things to draw people into this Christ calling.
Okay. Thanks so very much. Appreciate your call. Well, Warren, we're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts?
I think every believer should, in their heart of hearts, want what is true, not just what feels good. And the Word of God is authoritative. The Bereans, Acts 17:11, they searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. I've presented a lot of evidence that I hope will make people think twice before they just accept this false Christ that has come through Jesus calling and God calling. And we will let people know, maybe in a future show, what Thomas Nelson has to say in regards to why they've deleted some of this controversial material from recent newer versions of this book, Jesus Calling.
Well, I think everything is being done to keep people from understanding how subtle these forces are that are working to undermine the very fabric of Christianity. They are well organized. They are financed by some of the richest people in the world, whose wealth has come from the dark side. Warren, God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, here is Nutberg, and there is a supernatural attack on the world today. We had a call about crop circles. I believe some of them are fraudulent, but I think some of them are real supernatural manifestations from the dark side. is like the UFOs. They want you to believe that those are aliens coming to call on us. No, those are demonic manifestations. At least some of them are demonic manifestations. Same thing with cattle mutilation. There is a dark side out there. There are dark and sinister spiritual forces. And one of them is manifested in the book, Jesus Calling. And we're going to carry the book, Another Jesus Calling, just because I want to make it easier for you to get. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the book. It's easy to read, but you need to be aware of the fact that there is an attack on Christianity today, and it's coming through our bookstores and through our Bible studies and even through some of our ministries. And unfortunately, some of our ministers are taken in. Some of them understand what's going on, but they have planted people at the highest echelons of the Protestant church. And you remember Ted Haggard? He was came from Colorado there. He was into prostitution, homosexuality, drugs, and he headed the 30-million member National Association of Evangelical Christians. And when he was there, he used his position to undermine Christian faith. Ladies and gentlemen, we have real problems today, and the average Christian doesn't understand the true nature of the demonic forces at work. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And Sydney, we have four CD sets on spiritualism and on the New Age. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should comment, the four CD set on spiritualism has 2 one-hour interviews with William H. Kennedy. He has the most wonderful website. You can go to his website. It's still there. Even though he has died at a very, very young age, or rather mysteriously, a day or two after I talked to him last, but he was 59 years of age. What are the chances a 59-year-old is going to die of a heart attack? Well, it's pretty slim. Very, very slim. But unfortunately, William H. Kennedy was very, very outspoken in his he was Catholic, but he was very outspoken in his criticism of the Catholic Church and the fact that it was demonically infiltrated. Ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And you need all the weapons you can get. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and this book, Another Jesus Calling, 2 important weapons. Available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help maintain our networks, afternoon networks, evening networks, 5 hours a day we do talk radio, and of course 4 hours of that you can hear on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can hear it live. You can hear it archived. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.